Stress is a very difficult thing to experience, especially for teenagers in high school. It is something we all experience, but few have ever mastered coping with it. In this podcast, we will share our distinct anecdotes of dealing with stress during our high school years. Whether it is school-related or not, stress in our teenage years tends to be heightened and intense for those short periods of time. Stress in the is the body's natural defense against predators and danger that humans have evolved by natural selection from an era when our flight or fight reaction was vital to our survival. But in everyday terms, stress is a feeling that people have when they are overloaded and struggling to cope with demands. In our socially Darwinistic society, stress is a huge factor in our lives, especially if we are determined to succeed. So my story is, at the time, my sister was a senior and I was a freshman in high school. We were both carpooling to and from school. I was being lazy and I asked her to make me Kraft mac and cheese because we were both very hungry. Neither of us had eaten that day because we were both rushing in the morning and figured we would be okay until early release at 12:55. It turns out she wasn't okay. While making the mac and cheese, she fainted and slammed her head on the granite countertop in the corner of our kitchen. She started seizing and I began freaking out. My heart rate was through the roof. My blood was boiling. I screamed at her out of fear to wake up, but that was helpless. My mentality was that if I was louder, she could hear me. She didn't respond, so I turned her on her side so if she barfed, she wouldn't choke. I started comforting her as I figured it would stop, but it didn't stop, so I started looking for my phone to call 911. I had the 911 punched in when she woke and remembered nothing. One of my family members had diabetes, so I was familiar with episodes similar to this, but the process was a little bit different. She was prone to fainting, so I wasn't surprised, and in the end, she ended up with no concussion and was simply exhausted the rest of the day. As soon as she fainted, my body released a boatload of adrenaline to put me in fight-or-flight mode. The adrenaline made me more agile and quick to react. It also made my reactions more severe, like the screaming and rushing around. In addition, my planning skills came into play very quickly. I first assessed what I needed to do first to prevent more damage. This was turning her on her side. I then rushed to the telephone to call 911 to come help with the current matter. I organized this plan in under 5 seconds when in a less stressful situation, it would have taken longer. I recollected the past experiences to help me in my present situation. Everything I was thinking about previously left my mind and I was strictly focused on the task at hand. I was kind of dizzy and confused as I had not eaten that day either or taken care of my body properly in the weeks prior. Some strategies I should have used to manage the stress would be taking care of myself and eating properly so I could react to the best of my ability. I could have reassured myself with positive affirmations so that I didn't forget any key steps or information. And finally, I could have taken deep breaths and slowed down more so that I didn't potentially hurt her or myself in the process. If my hypothalamus didn't stimulate the production of cortisol and adrenaline, my heart rate and blood pressure would have not gone up, and I wouldn't have had the burst of energy I needed to deal with the situation in a timely manner. This is further aided by cortisol, which triggered the release of glucose into my bloodstream and helped my reaction time increase with readily available energy. Without having a bodily reaction to stress in this situation, I wouldn't have been able to help my sister as effectively. I wouldn't have been nearly as fast or come up with quick solutions. This could have resulted in a much different outcome had my body's reaction to stress been different or non-functioning.